If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Saturday morning on WGN Radio, and that means you're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans.
8:08 in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Permaseal Basement Systems, by Fox Home Center, and by wetandforget.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Just got a little behind last hour, so we're going to do our Noodaloo 2 now, which, you know what I was thinking about, Lindsay, about this Noodaloo 2 is I am very excited about the development of new technologies that are affordable, that take the job of traditional stuff that we used to think of in different ways. And it's across all levels, and people are coming up with some really smart ideas. This thing is super smart. Take a listen.
Just a few years back when I was a broke college student, okay, maybe like 10 years back, I was living with three other cute gals on this little Arizona condo that wasn't in a horrible part of town, but we definitely couldn't afford any type of home security system. Fast forward a couple years ahead, and I'm still living in a tiny apartment in the City of the Angels and City of the Crazies, giving my parents hyper-anxiety again with no home security system. But an expensive feature-packed security system wasn't really feasible for my budget. Even if it had been, I was a renter and landlords don't really want to wire a system into the home, especially not one with a lengthy contract attached. Well, this week's Noodaloo 2 is a game changer in the home security world. It's called Corner Safe Security, which offers relatively inexpensive home security without a complicated installation or a long-term contract. While this is far from the first product in the smart DIY security scene, it could be just about the simplest. You just stick the motion sensing tabs on your doors and windows, then plug the siren emitting base into your router. To arm and disarm the system, you use their free app on your iPhone or any smartphone, and that's it. No cameras, no additional accessories, no live monitoring. Now, for really large homes with lots of windows and doors, this probably isn't the system for you. If you do use it, you do need to pay a fee of about $40 a year, but there is no contract. The $40 is included in your first year in your starter kit. That starter kit includes three of the tags. You can buy additional ones. Also, the siren emitting stick that you plug into your router, and then that $40 for the first year. If the sensing tab goes off upon intrusion, you will immediately get a notification to your phone with options to either call someone in your circle, maybe your mom or dad or a neighbor, or call the police directly and send someone over. To find out more, you can check out cornersafe.com. That's K-O-R-N-E-R-safe.com, corner with a K. I'll put all this information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page at WGNradio.com, also up on his Facebook page, and also up on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Okay, so it's essentially little stickers that you put on anything you're worried about people coming through. And it is not a monitored system. So you're basically the monitor, but the vast majority of us are constantly looking at our phone. Even when we're not getting a text or someone's calling us, it's like a weird habit. Yesterday, I forgot my phone. We went to the Cubs game yesterday. Lindsay and I, Quinn, and his friend Sean. Mary Beth was going to come, but she was busy planning a little party for our daughter Mallory, whose birthday is Monday. Happy birthday, Mallory.
Happy birthday, Mel.
And I forgot my phone, which is really kind of liberating.
I know.
Right? I had no phone for the entire Cubs game. Then we went to Mallory's lacrosse game out in Oak Park. Had no phone for that. Meanwhile, my wife is doing all the work planning for this party, and she can't get a hold of me. So that part of it probably wasn't so liberating. But Quinn was with me. He had his phone. But anyway, my point is, I was watching people. It was really funny. In the stands, while we were there, I was watching people constantly fiddling with their phones, grabbing their phone and just looking at it and then putting it down. So you're always doing that anyway. You plug this thing in. Lindsay, what? The starter kit's $100. Is that right? $100.
$100. 98.
And you can cover three areas?
Three tags. So, you know, it's great for a part. If you have a huge house, like I said in my piece,
right.
It might not be the best solution. But if you have a little apartment, you know,
you're renting a house.
Right.
But I mean, the thing is, if you have a huge house, it's not like you're worried about them coming in the second floor.
Sure, you're right.
Right. If they're coming in the second floor, then you got more problems. Right, exactly. But no one's going to help you. You need a shotgun and a security guard and a big dog. But this thing is so smart.
But I like it too for like the kid. Like, say you have a teenage daughter or son that likes to sneak out their window. You secretly put this on their window, and then once that thing goes up, you get a notification on your phone or the liquor cabinet.
The liquor cabinet thing is a good one because you can put the sticker on the inside of the door and no one would know.
Right.
And the alarm would go off. Could you imagine how you would freak your kids out?
Oh, my God.
Jimmy, what are you doing? Huh?
What do you mean?
I thought you guys were out to dinner. Close the liquor cabinet. Oh, my gosh. Where's the camera? So it's a neat idea. And you just plug the little sensor into your wireless router, and your wireless system in your house becomes the sensing unit. $100.
And you can call the police. I mean, if
correct.
It'll give you the option.
Correct. You have the option.
But it doesn't automatically.
Right. I think it's great.
Yeah.
And can't you also, you can do multiple devices. So in other words, if you're roommates in an apartment, it can notify all three roommates or whatever it was. That's awesome. It's up on our Facebook page, at Lou Manfredini at Facebook. And as mentioned, you can vibe about it on John's VibeScore app. Download that at the App Store as well. And it's cool. I think it's a really neat idea. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Back to the phones. Karen is in Carroll Stream. Karen, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
I have the Anderson sliding patio door, and the outside, the white covering's pulling away from the wood. I tried some wood glue, and that didn't work. So is there a glue that would work, or what do I use to remove the glue so I can just paint that area?
So it's a vinyl-wrapped door, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And so you can peel the vinyl away and see the wood behind it?
Right.
Okay. If you can peel that away, yeah, wood glue's not going to work. You're going to need some type of construction adhesive to hold that. And you're going to need to roll it so that you get some kind of contact to hold it in place. Now, when you push it back in place, does it pop back out?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I have two dogs that help pull it away.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. So here's what I would do. You can buy a small squeeze tube of a construction adhesive called Power Grab, which is from Loctite, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you're going to peel back what you can, and you're going to squeeze this back. It's like a squeeze bottle similar to, like, decorating a cake.
Okay.
And you're going to put that back in there. And then if you have a way to use a rolling pin won't work, but you need, they make these little rollers that, what's that roller, Lindsay, that you came with your strips that for your stairs? The fancy roller for the strips, the clear strips, remember? What was it called? The clear strips that went on the wood stairs. And
no slip strips.
No slip strips that are 3 cents worth of strips, and they send you a $15 roller. But if you can roll it to get some pressure against that, even with your hand, you could go with your hand.
Okay.
It's Power Grab. The advantage of this particular construction adhesive is it grabs what you're gluing and holds it in place. So it may just hold it in place, or when you push it into place, if you can use, say, some duct tape temporarily just to hold it there for just a couple hours, that should hold it in place.
Okay.
And that way you don't have to paint anything, and you still have the vinyl protection, and it should hold up just fine for you. Thanks so much for the phone call. This is, no, that's not here. Let's talk to Barbara, who's in Prospect Heights. Hi, Barbara. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Love your show.
Love you, Barbara.
Okay, we have to replace our pressure well tank. Right now we have no water. Do we go with the plumber? Could he do this? Well guy, any suggestions?
You have zero water.
Right, yeah.
The pump switch is on.
Is the pump switch on?
We switched it off.
We switched it off because it was flooding.
Wait, where was the flood?
It was in the basement.
Okay.
Underneath the tank.
Okay, so now everything's off.
Yes.
I would get a well company to come out and take a look at this. Who services? Do you have anyone that's been doing servicing for your well?
No. We bought the house maybe 6 years ago, never had a problem.
Okay. So if you've got a leak in that tank, it's better to have a, I'm glad you shut the pump off because that thing will just keep going. But you need a well and septic company to come out and do that.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have a specific name for you in Prospect Heights, but is there any kind of sticker on the tank itself?
Yes, there is.
All right. So it, more than likely, those are the people that installed it, and I would call them because they'll have the – I mean, plumbers can do it, but with the well, it's better to get somebody to that knows what they're doing to come out and possibly that pressure tank, you know, the blew a bladder, and that has to be replaced.
Okay. So we're better off getting – okay.
That's what I would do.
Okay. Good suggestion. I have one more question.
Sure.
Right. Should we get the same size tank?
Absolutely. It's all based on the number of fixtures, the piping. That's why you want the right, a good well company out there that can take a look at it and say, okay, how many live in the house? What's the this and that?
Okay.
And that has it's specifically to do with the sizing of that unit. So you need a professional that has the experience to come out and give you the right information on that. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 8:19 in the morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll be right back.